fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
I have missed this sting and I've missed you. How are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very well. We're not alone in the studio this morning, though. Would you like to introduce our guests?
No, we've got a party in the studio today. We have James and Andre from Beauty Benders. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Hi.
Morena. Hi, it's very nice to have you both in here. Now, what is Beauty Benders? What are we talking about today?
That's a good question.
Would you like to answer that, James?
You can go. I don't know. Beauty Benders is, it started off as like an Instagram that we started probably 2 or 3 months ago, I guess. And then has kind of evolved into a YouTube series. And it's
cool.
Me and Andre exploring the world of beauty and makeup on ourselves.
Fantastic. That sounds very fun.
Can you tell us a little bit about your backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. I've like my kind of touch point with beauty is the fashion industry. I've been kind of like modeling for a few years, and that's when I've kind of experienced being makeup applied to myself.
And I'm I have a clothing label called Jimmy D, and and I guess the collections that I've been doing of late, like I've kind of been blurring the lines of gender a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of had like a menswear component to the collection, but I'm really kind of pushing these ideas of what is menswear and what's women's. And so that's kind of pushed me into the world of beauty as well, because it's very similar.
Mm, totally.
Yeah. And like, so what? How did the idea come about? Like, obviously an evolution of both your own kind of careers, but was this like a party night where you thought, hey?
We should, other people should hear these ideas we've got.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of dabbled in like the corrective, like makeup world for a little bit. And then one night it was just, the gates were open and the flood of colors and textures just came in. It was one of the nights where our friend did our makeup for a party, and after that it just kind of snowballed into Beauty Benders.
I'm sorry to interrupt, James.
I was just gonna say, I'm kind of interested, Andre, because if you model and you're sort of used to other people doing your makeup and stuff, it must be quite interesting to then work out through other people's like using your face as their canvas what you like or don't like. Do you kind of feel like you picked up a few hints and tips or stuff you realized you just really hated from that?
Yeah, it's really interesting, because obviously the makeup was that was applied in like the professional kind of sense was corrective, and this is something I'm completely not interested now in.
So what does corrective mean? Is that like
it's when you know when you like correct blemishes,
right?
Or,
okay,
bring out like skin textures or correct skin textures. But it interesting enough, that's not something I'm interested in now. Like now I'm more interested in like eyeshadows and like lipsticks,
the
and
drama
lashes,
of it,
the drama of it, exactly.
I think that's kind of the thing about the male beauty world as well. It's kind of like there's kind of two binaries. There's either you're looking at like putting makeup on so that no one knows, you know, and like looking like your best version of yourself for that meeting, you know, or it's like James Charles YouTube Instagram influencer, and it's cut creases and it's like long eyelashes, and it's like both of those are fine, but I think we were kind of interested in something a little bit more experimental and just finding our own way in that kind of with makeup.
Yeah, totally.
Because what's really cool about all the episodes that you do, which are on YouTube, so people should check them out. I especially like the Totally Manly Makeup episode, which is episode 4, and it is talking about that thing about like corrective makeup versus, well, James, you say like you like to wear makeup for pure self-expression, fashion, and fun, and also talking about the brand War Paint, you know, which is obviously about corrective makeup for men, which I actually had never kind of thought about or delved into, and it's quite interesting to me that like people, it's kind of bringing the genders into it, and like women wear it all the time and kind of learn to wear it from a young age, and then I think they kind of wear it correctively to start with, and then they go, oh yeah, no, now I can have fun with it, but it's still an armor that they always wear. You know, how do you guys feel about that sort of thing?
I really want to deviate. Like, I want to make a distinction between this relationship of makeup to gender and makeup to style, and I can't wait for that discourse to gain momentum and really become, you know, become a thing. I really think that makeup should be related to style, and
that's the thing. I feel like there's so much pressure on women to wear makeup, and there's lots of women I know that are just not remotely interested in it.
Totally.
But feel like they have to, you know, wear it or like it. And then at the same time, there's guys that
there's the opposite
want,
pressure.
Yeah, that
almost,
want to. Yeah, exactly. No, it's like kind of shocking if a guy wears makeup. So it's like, it should, you know, like Andre says, it should be a style thing. It should be like, I feel like adding this like glittery eyeshadow today to go with my socks, you know. It's like it should just be a style thing and not a gender thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when you think about it, like Mark Bolan was probably the most, like the first kind of modern guy who kind of went on TV with glitter, and it was like, whoa, what the hell, you know. But then he and David Bowie were just like, and people just, you know, worship them.
Yeah.
And it should be the norm.
Yeah.
You know, like I would rather see people wearing crazy stuff walking down the road than it just being like really boring all the time, you know. With the actual YouTube show, we'll just explain to the listeners, it's Andre and James having a chat to each other. And you were obviously doing this down during lockdown. Was that on Zoom?
Yeah, we used we used the Zoom platform for that. And that's kind of the format of the show, is us talking to each other while looking at, at ourselves.
And, and it's very cleverly edited. Can you tell us a little bit about your editor?
So our editor is our friend Sam, and he's definitely like the third beauty bender, I think, because
secret one.
We'll like film an episode and be like, that was, I think that was kind of funny. I don't know. And then we'll see like Sam's editing, and it's like he just kind of destroys us and like takes the, you know, takes the piss out of us a lot. So it definitely adds another dimension. And he puts in really absurd visuals. You know, we'll I'll watch the episode back and be like, oh my God, I didn't even think that that sounded like that. Or, you know, it's quite funny.
He's definitely responsible for me thinking either me or James are funny.
Yeah, it's good to have a friend who can kind of hype you up like that without you even realizing it. Great editing and putting all the things where they should be. If people do want to go and check out the YouTube channel, what is the handle? Where do they go find it?
I think the easiest way is probably to go through Instagram. So we are Beauty Benders Official on Instagram, and then you can see the link to YouTube, because I haven't figured out how to get a URL for YouTube. It's just a random number of like letters. And so that's the easiest way.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds great. Thank you all for coming in this morning. It's lovely to have you back, Penny.
Thanks.
You've had a nice holiday?
Oh, yes.
Checking out our backyard.
Oh, my gosh. So for the listeners, I went to the South Island and went from Christchurch to the West Coast and then round again.
Oh.
I even went to Gore.
Rock and roll.
I saw the trout.
She's been everywhere. Hey, thank you, James and Andre, for coming and chatting to us about Beauty Benders. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.